You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson Catskill,
90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today we are going to hear about the Our Freedoms, Our Vote rallies taking place across the country on the anniversary of the attempted coup in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. There'll be a rally in Albany at 5 p.m. on January 6th, and this hour we'll hear from Alicia Bacon of Mothers Out Front about the event, the anniversary of the coup in D.C. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, and it starts after this song from Jason Martin, and then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Channel connection and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network. Network. This is the news.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. The BNYT reports that two Democrats in Rensselaer County are wondering if they were the actual winners of their elections after two guilty pleas and several investigations of election fraud there. Democrat Richard Mooney said, quote, "We'll never know. We believe there were things going on behind the scenes in the Republican Party, and we'll just never know now," unquote. Mooney officially lost by 43 votes in the 2021 election for Rensselaer mayor to Republican Mike Stammel. Since then, Troy councilperson Kimberly Ash McPherson has pleaded guilty to election fraud, and former Rensselaer County Elections Commissioner Jason Schofield will plead guilty next week on similar charges. Quote, "I'm not surprised," unquote, Mooney said. Quote, "My team and I, we saw things during the campaign that raised red flags, and unfortunately we ran out of time and money to pursue those," unquote. Rensselaer Mayor Mike Stammel dismissed accusations of fraud in his election, saying, quote, "Rich Mooney is acting childish. He should grow up. The election was fair and the allegations have no merit. He should stop acting like Hillary Clinton. If he wants to run again, he can," unquote. But Lark Rutecki lost her election for county legislature by 49 votes and also suspects chicanery, saying, quote, "I hope to represent the voters of Rensselaer County, and for the election to be called into question because of cheating is really unfortunate. For folks whose vote was essentially co-opted, I just find that reprehensible. By taking away someone's voice and making a presumption of what's good and what should be done is unacceptable," unquote. Read more about this story at WNYT.
Larry Rulison reports for the Times Union that New York consumers are becoming more optimistic about their spending plans, according to the latest Siena College Consumer Sentiment Poll. The New York State Index of Consumer Sentiment was at 72.3 points in the poll, up 1.5 points since the third quarter of 2022. Upstate, that number is only 65, but that is still higher than the rest of the country, which is at 59.7 points. Don Levy, the director of the Siena College Research Institute, said, and I quote, "Both New York's and the nation's consumer sentiment picked up ever so slightly over the fourth quarter, with New York's index continuing to outpace the country's by nearly 13 points. While Democrats and New York City residents record scores that display more optimism than pessimism, the largest increases in sentiment this quarter were among Republicans, up nearly 8 points, and upstaters, up over 6 points, end quote. The poll shows that demand for cars and trucks is up despite high cost and low inventory. But 64% of upstate residents are still worried about food and gas prices, above the statewide average of 62%, the poll found. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Zach Fink reports for Spectrum News that Albany Democrats are expanding the size of their Senate Judiciary Committee just before it considers the controversial nomination of Hector LaSalle. Governor Kathy Hochul nominated LaSalle last month as New York State's chief judge, but some Democrats immediately protested, saying he wrote bad decisions on abortion, unions, and other issues. And while Democrats plan to give LaSalle a hearing, enough Democrats have already come out with no votes to block the nomination. There has been talk of Republicans voting for the LaSalle nomination, with some Democrats giving them a majority. But adding four new members to the committee may change some of those predictions. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, though, gave another reason for the four new additions, saying, quote, "The interest in serving on this committee has grown exponentially. There are a lot of members who want to be part of it, and so we adjusted it. Again, not as much as it was in 2018, but now it is more reflective of the people who have a desire to be on it, people who wanted to return to it," unquote. Republicans are saying they are eager for a hearing, with Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort saying, quote, "Our conference believes he should get a fair hearing. Members should not come out before they have even had a chance to hear from him, talk to him, and say, I'm not voting for him. Full stop," unquote. Read more about this story at Spectrum News.
Mid-Hudson News reports that State Senator James Scofus, the Democrat chair of the Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee, has released his committee's report on the problems local utilities have had with pricing practices. Central Hudson Gas and Electric's failed new billing system is the subject of most of the report. Scofus said, and I quote, "We make recommendations such as requiring the Public Service Commission to have to affirmatively vote and approve of any changes within a utility when it comes to turning over to a new billing vendor, new billing software, so that the state regulators actually have a say when that happens, in an attempt to try and create another set of eyes and watchdogs before we have thousands and thousands of ratepayers injected into a new system that is, in this case, failed miserably and caused a lot of trauma," end quote. Central Hudson has been under intense criticism and state investigation after starting a new billing system that sends out notices to customers erratically, often with large amounts due. The report from the Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee also said the state should strengthen oversight of utility hedging practices, standardize customer communications, provide limitations on retroactive billing, heighten requirements on annual audits, and include prohibitions on service shutoffs. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
On January 4th, New York Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie announced the leadership positions and committee chairs for 2023 legislative session. Locally, Columbia County Democrat Dee Dee Barrett was the only representative receiving a chair. She will head the Energy Committee. Sarah Hannah Shresha in Ulster County was first elected to the Assembly this year, and the Socialist Democrat was not appointed to lead a committee in her first term. Other local Assembly members are Republicans and in the minority. The leadership positions went to Crystal D. Peoples-Stokes as Majority Leader, Helene E. Weinstein as the Chair of Ways and Means, Phil Ramos as Deputy Speaker, Vivian E. Cook as Assistant Speaker, and Jeffrey L. Aubrey as Speaker pro tem.
The New York Daily News has obtained an audio recording that shows a New York State trooper lied that a driver he pulled over rammed him during a high-speed chase on I-87 in Ulster County that killed the motorist's 11-year-old daughter. A crash analysis done by the New York State Police showed that State Trooper Christopher Baldner rammed the Dodge Voyager driven by Tristan Goods twice on December 22, 2020, near Kingston. Balder, though, repeatedly claims in a recording that Goods rammed him.
Baldner says over the police radio in the recording the police office made on his cell phone, and I quote, "He rammed me, Albany. He just effing rammed me," end quote. Baldner, 39, is facing murder and manslaughter charges in a case brought by State Attorney General Letitia James's office. Stanford Rubenstein, a lawyer who represents Monica's mother, Michelle Serency, in a civil case against Baldner and the state police, said, and I quote, "This is audio of the truth, and it will be explosive evidence at the trial," end quote. On the recording, Goods demanded Baldner contact the supervisor, but instead the state trooper pepper sprayed the driver. A lawyer, Corey DeMalta, who also represents Serency, said, and I quote, "What jumped out at me was the fact the officer is discharging the pepper spray when there is no reason to do so. And then he's trying to create a narrative that Tristan jammed him. And then he's trying to create a narrative that Tristan rammed him," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Daily News.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of showers mainly before noon. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 43 degrees. On Thursday night, there will be a chance of showers mainly before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 36 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 43 degrees. And Friday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 31 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
On Thursday, January 5th, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM, WGXC, including at 11 a.m. Tune in an hour of Afrofuturism on the Transformational Listening Show at 11 a.m. Then after the local news at noon, Alan Scare is in Hudson's WGXC studio with 2 hours of Crossroads in Rhythm with R&B, blues, rock, and more. At 2 p.m. and at 3 p.m., What's the Frequency? Kenneth and the Turn on the News Show both focus on Republicans' failure to elect a House Speaker. 4 p.m., the WGXC Afternoon Show is live from Hudson with Cilla Graham and Tom DiPietro. At 7 p.m., the Singularity Show is live from the Catskill Maker Syndicate space on West Bridge Street in Catskill. And then Donna and Honey's Love Motel with Anya Kanevskaya and Amanda Lees brings you relationship advice at 8 p.m. 9 p.m. we go live to Toronto with Andrew O'Connor and the Disco 3000 show. And then at 10 p.m. we're live in Columbia County with the Magic Stranger show on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Columbia County-based jazz drummer Bobby Previtt plays with Ray Anderson, and Boar, which is Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston, also perform on Friday, January 20th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC will have a webcast of the entire show and will broadcast the show from 8 to 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM. Previtt is a Columbia County-based drummer and composer who has heard international praise, and Anderson has transferred Dick Griffin's multiphonic technique on the trombone to his own singing voice, enabling him to simultaneously blend several pitches to the point where he sounds like a blues-inflected Tuvan throat singer. Maeve, Charlotte, and Zoots Houston also perform on the show. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Friday, January 20th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in a WGXC web stream and broadcast at wgxc.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The tellers agree in their tallies that the total number of votes cast is 433, of which the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 212.
The House of Representatives is still without a speaker, as none of the people nominated have met the requisite 218-vote threshold to secure the position. In the sixth ballot, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries led the pack with 212 votes, while House Leader Kevin McCarthy had only 201 votes. 20 votes have consistently voted for Florida Representative Byron Donalds in several ballots. During the fourth ballot, Indiana Representative Victoria Spartz voted present rather than for McCarthy, as she'd done in the prior three ballots. President Joe Biden said, "Having a Congress unable to function is embarrassing." Representative Lauren Boebert called on former President Donald Trump to encourage McCarthy to step aside and let someone else have a chance at becoming Speaker of the House. Meanwhile, House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar is grateful to see Democrats unified behind their candidate for Speaker of the House and the issues they plan to tackle in the coming year.
House Democrats are unified. You saw that yesterday. We're unified behind lowering costs, creating good-paying jobs, and building safer communities. The contrast between House Democrats on the chaos and confusion taking place on the other side of the aisle could not be more clear.
He added, House Democrats are more than willing to work with reasonable Republicans. Ted Lieu, vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus, said having one branch of the federal government in dysfunction cannot continue. Lieu added, if Republicans can't come together to govern, they should step aside to allow Democrats to do so. House Republican veterans are angered with the infighting. The former service members are eager to ensure veterans are able to lead the Veterans Affairs Committee, conduct oversight of the recently passed PACT Act, and hold hearings on the mental health impacts of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Representative Matt Waltz described what needs to happen in Congress.
I think my colleagues would join me in that this is unacceptable. Some points have been made, concessions have been made, and now is time to move on, to move forward, and to govern as the way the American people elect us to do.
The State Department has launched the first U.S. strategy on global women's economic security. Secretary of State Antony Blinken explained it is designed to break down barriers women face in economic participation.
The strategy that we're putting forward has at its heart, a simple vision, creating a world in which all women and girls everywhere can contribute to and benefit from economic growth and global prosperity.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. This week, we're making predictions on what state democracy legislation we'll see in 2023. Last year, some of the most significant state democracy reforms came from citizen ballot initiatives. So we predict you'll see anti-voter legislatures attempt to make restrictions to the ballot initiative process. On November 8th, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Connecticut passed pro-democracy ballot measures. Michigan voters approved no-excuse, mail-in, and early in-person voting and provided for absentee ballot drop boxes, among other reforms. Arizona voters now require disclosure of dark money contributors in state elections. New Mexico voters took the first step toward single-ballot open primaries and ranked choice voting. But on Arizona's ballot were 3 ballot measures proposed by its legislature attempting to curb the power of the ballot measure process itself. One proposed raising the threshold for passage to 60% for any measure expending taxes. Another would have allowed the legislature to change any ballot measure approved by the voters, but ruled unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court. Voters were having none of it and defeated both of these measures. Because ballot measure democracy reforms have successfully bypassed obstinate partisan legislators, we predict more anti-voter legislatures will propose restrictions on ballot initiatives in 2023. We have articles and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Makena Kelly reports in The Verge that on January 3rd, President Joe Biden again nominated Gigi Sohn for a seat on the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC has been deadlocked with two Republicans and two Democrats, and critics say Biden did little to get the nomination approved by the Senate. Sohn co-founded the Public Knowledge Activist Group in 2001 and was chief there until taking a position as counselor for then-FCC Chair Tom Wheeler in 2013. She was nominated in October 2021, but never got a vote. Corporations such as Comcast have lobbied against Sohn in fear of facing more regulations, and Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz claims Sohn would censor conservatives, even if executives at radical right-wing news networks Newsmax and One America News Network support Sohn's nomination and praise her longtime commitment to free speech. There is more optimism now about the approval of Sohn's nomination, with an extra Senate seat for Democrats after this fall's election. But Democratic Senators Mark Kelly of Arizona and Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada have yet to come out in favor of Sohn's nomination. Read more about the story in The Verge. Go to waveform.org for more radio news.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, January 5th. Local early morning temperatures range from 39 degrees in Voorheesville to 47 verified degrees in Tannersville. Don't expect that to hold up. They can't keep being the winner forever, and it's going to switch this afternoon. The regional average soil temperature is still creeping up. It's at 42 degrees. The closest possible snowfall today will be up in the local hills, with almost an inch expected to fall by dawn tomorrow. Down on the ground, it's going to be a little too warm for that to happen. But during the day, we do get a break in the rain this afternoon as we get a high of 49 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, the rain picks up again and we see a low of 38. Tomorrow morning, elevations will see another inch of snow fall, and the lowlands will get rain and a high temperature of 42 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, rain ends and we see a low of 32. Saturday is looking good to get back outside with no rain expected and a high of 40 degrees. 26 overnight takes us into an also dry Sunday with a high of 38. Sunset today will be at 4:23 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see backyard astronomers are watching Comet ZTF get brighter as it approaches the sun, then heads our way for a February 1st encounter. X-class flare chances today are at 10%. Solar wind speed is currently 365 kilometers per second at 12.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 86. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And if you want to know some things like why Apple just made life more dangerous for a whole lot of people, tune in tonight to the Thingularity Radio program here on WGXC at 7 p.m. or anytime at WGXC.org.
Ultram, Savick, and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates perform Saturday, January 21st at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Ultram is a spaz jazz improvising noise rock band that includes current and past members of Mercury Rev, Trans Am, Snowflake, Sparkle Horse, and Robin Hitchcock's band. Savick was formed in 2015 by members of Obits, Holy F and the Cops, and play psychedelic pub rock, while Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates play folkish rock. Tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 8 p.m. Saturday, January 21st. WGXC will also have a live web stream and a live broadcast on 90.7 FM. For Ultram, Savick, and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates, Saturday, January 21st at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jeff Economy of Kingston, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC, radio for open ears. If you like what you're hearing, you know, WGXC has been really producing some excellent music programming, some entertaining satire, important local information. Become a sustaining supporter. Go to the website wgxc.org and click on that donate button. Help keep local hands-on community radio alive.
Watching TV shows I watched when I was 12.
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
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 listening. You're listening to 90.7. WGXC Acra Catskills.
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 Today.
East Durham.
East Durham.
East Durham.
East Durham. East Durham.
East Durham.
East Durham.
East Durham.
Catskills.
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 There is a Rock Against Racism event at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on January 6th. The event organizers write, quote, "The Winter Solstice Rock Against Racism show is geared to be a stance of resistance against racism in the modern age and stomach from the great and long-lost punk rock tradition," unquote. WGXC will have a live web stream of the performances from Dark Hippie, Phantom Sleaze, World Sucks, RBNX, Jay Woodruff from Of The Atlas, Icebox Cake, and MC Jack Lizard. That is on Friday, January 6th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune into a live WGXC.org web stream. Go to the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org for more information. That was 2022 new music from Stuyvesant's Chris Panat. The song was called "What Are We" from his album Go on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Next, we hear from Marcia Bassett, who plays with Double Leopards, and Samara Lubelski, who started off with the band Hall of Fame. Now they're both renowned solo artists that perform together often. And here is a live track called "Vancouver" from their West Coast Live album from 2022 on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
Next, we hear from a group with members of Dimaxion and Stereolab. They're called Ghost Power. And this is their 2022 album, Ghost Power, and the track Astral Melancholy Suite. That was Astral Melancholy Suite from the 2022 album Ghost Power from the band Ghost Power, which includes members of Dymaxion and Stereolab. Cornelius Eady is a nationally known poet who has a part-time residence in Accra and also a jazz trio, the Cornelius Eady Trio, which has a new record out in 2022 called Don't Get Dead Pandemic Folk Songs. It's out on June Appall Record, and this is Ice Cold Cherries on the Back Porch.
Cherries on the back.